This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Rockaholics, we are apparently living in the future because we have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can now leave us a voice message. We have been getting some very interesting messages already. Some are very interesting. So we would like to slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You too can leave us a voice message. It is very easy. Maybe you just want to say hi. Maybe you want to comment on something we've discussed on the show, or you can just vent about anything in your life.
Complain about whatever you feel like complaining about. No judgment. Until we play it back and judge you.
It will cut you off in a minute, though, so you got to keep it brief.
Are you ready for the first voice message?
Oh, yeah.
Jolene, when I heard your voice back on KISW, I was driving down the road, me and my car, I swear to God, we did our own little happy dance. Turned up the music and screamed out loud, "Welcome home, Jolene!" So glad that you're back. It's Daniel from Mount Vernon. Rock on!
Daniel, that's awesome. We keep meaning to mention that Jolene is back on KSW at night, so you can listen to her starting at 6 p.m.
That is right. Jolene's after the men's room. She really is. We've missed her so much. It's so nice to have her.
It's so nice to be able to catch up with her again and check in on her. And yeah, she's truly the best. So thank you for that message. All right, let's get to the one, though, about the guy in the neck tattoo that we mentioned.
Oh, Lord.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I have a 25-year-old son. He pretty much, you know, he's a grown man. He's 25. He can make his own choices pretty much. But
pretty much. Not 100%. There's going to be a massive butt about to come in, and it's not Mike Tyson's.
Oh, no.
But he recently got a neck tattoo. And this drives me nuts. Like, I got to respect the fact that he's a 25-year-old adult. But to be honest, I seriously want to kill him for that tattoo. It's a neck tattoo, for God's sake. Like, it just drives me nuts that the fact that my son has a neck tattoo. Like, it makes me just, like, want to kill him.
Wow.
Maybe not talk to him for a couple of days, but eventually, you know, patch things up. I think killing is a rather aggressive way to handle this.
And I'm just wondering, like, is he tattooed all over and this is just his new tattoo, or did he start with the neck?
If he started with the neck, that is impressive.
That's bold.
So, Danny, you have, I think, I don't have any neck tattoos. You have how many neck tattoos?
Like four.
Like little, like got some stars. You got I know the number 13 is somewhere on you, right?
No, I have two. I have a heart. I have two stars for the Sounders.
Oh, the
I
13's have, on the dong. My bad. Yeah,
you're right.
Oh my God.
I have the Grave Boy from Emo Night. So yeah, I you know what's funny too is like I always thought about it. Like I was like, oh, I'm just gonna get tattoos behind the ears, and then like I didn't really pay attention to the size, and I was like, oh, they're neck tattoos. Cool.
So what was the first one, and were you nervous to get it?
It was technically the stars was like the one that you could see easy, and no, not at all.
Because I know, like, for some of us, like, that's always, like, the running joke is, like, you know, even for me, like, for the longest time, I was like, I don't want to get anything under, like, short sleeves, so that way if I have to hide my tattoos, and then that kind of went out the window.
Yeah.
But still, I don't have anything that, like, if I wore a long sleeve shirt, you still wouldn't see I had tattoos. And I know, like, do you have a hand one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, technically, I have the one on, like, my knuckle.
Yeah, but it's below, like, the wrist.
Sure, yeah, you can see it. So I just kind of gave up. I was just like, you know what? I'm not trying to impress anyone anymore. And but the same thing with this guy, though. I don't want to, make my mom sad for the longest time. So that's why I didn't do it.
What's the big difference making mom sad or making dad want to kill you?
That's well, you never know. My mom is kind of aggressive. She might have been like, I want to kill Danny.
I thought about it just the other day. I'm like, I wonder if I would get a hand tattoo. And my first thought was, well, what if I have to get like a job? And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm 50. I'm like, I'm here. Like, at what point am I going to stop thinking like that? Like, what if I have to get a real job?
Right.
Where I have to get, you know, get hired. And if they see the tattoo, they'll be like, we're not hiring you. It's like such a dumb way to think.
I'm also so glad he doesn't consider this a real job.
It's not. I still say, I'm like, at some point, I might have to get like a grown-up job. And I'm not sure when that's going to be. I hope never.
Also, fun fact about neck tattoos, they hurt the least out of all of my tattoos.
Let's go.
Yeah, I was like, did not hurt at all.
What about a throat tattoo?
I can't do a throat. God, sorry.
No. See, that's where I'm like, okay, a little neck tattoo. Like, I've thought about if I was ever to get a tattoo, one of the placements I would think was behind the ear because it's super cute.
And that's where you would get the lips?
Yeah, lips or a heart.
Okay. My lips.
Oh, okay.
Either there or the tramp stamp or on my hip, you know, the options. But I think if this guy got the throat is part of your neck. So when I think of a neck tattoo, that's what I think of. And that's very intense.
It is.
There's no hiding that.
Well, how soon until you get the face tattoo?
Ooh.
I feel like that's like now that's the ultimate like zero F's given.
I've considered it.
What would you get?
I'm not sure yet. I mean, I can't get
teardrops. I know you're emo boy, but that means a whole other thing.
Yeah, but I should do something emo at that point, like little graves or something.
Or
like
a little piece of pizza. A little piece of pizza right there.
There you go. Yeah. I've considered it, but I haven't done it yet.
Yo, that would be hilarious if people are like, does Danny have teardrop tattoos under his eyes? Like, no, look closely. It's just a slice of pizza.
And it's not any pizza. It's Dion's.
Right.
Danny, you cannot pull that off. Please don't do that.
Oh, I could pull it off.
No. No, I'm just trying to picture. No. Do you think he could pull off a face tattoo?
Yeah, he already has one on his neck.
Thank you.
But the face is way different.
Well, I mean, he's not going to get like the Mike Tyson half of his face tattoo. I think it wouldn't be anything like super crazy. I know some people have like little ones that kind of like above their temple, and they look pretty cool.
Yeah. And back to this guy, I'm like, at least he didn't get a face tattoo. It's just a neck tattoo. Wait till he gets the face tattoo.
Yeah, wait, then what is that going to do?
He's going to follow through with the threat.
Yeah.
I always thought it was cool when bald people had their whole head tattooed.
Yeah.
Or like a spider web or flames.
Yeah. Octopus wrapping around.
I had for a half a second toyed with the idea, like when they have, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like it's a process to make it look like you have like you shaved your head.
Oh, yeah.
But like little stubble. And basically what it is just little tiny dots tattooed on your head.
What?
I mean, I think it's maybe a little bit more to the process, but in a nutshell, it's just a bunch of tiny dots tattooed to your head to make it look like you just have a little bit of stubble, so you still have a full head of hair.
That's weird.
I was like, this seems like a lot of effort.
I think you should just get your face tattooed on your bald head.
Don't threaten me with a good time. I think my wife might kill me if I did that, though. Should find this guy and they'd both get on me.
Oh, yes.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.